بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلطة مناجات السيد الطائفة حضرت حاجي امداد الله مهاجر مكي رحمة الله عليه. إلهي عالم ہے گلزار تیرا عجب نقش قدرت نمودار تیرا جہا لطف گل ہے وہی خار غم ہے ہے گل خار میں گل میں ہے خار تیرا عجب رنگ بے رنگ ہر رنگ میں ہے یہ رنگ صنعت کا اظہار تیرا خوشی غم میں رکھی ہے اور غم خوشی میں عجب تیری قدرت عجب کار تیرا اللہ 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 یہ نقش دو عالم کا جو جلوہ گر ہے ہے پردہ میں روشن سب انوار تیرا یہ کوتاہی اپنی نظر کی یا رب تیرے نور کو سمجھے اغیار تیرا نہیں وہ جگہ اور نہیں وہ مکان ہے کہ جس جا ہے ذکر و اذکار تیرا اللہ 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 تو ظاہر ہے اور لاکھ پردے میں تو باطن ہے اور سخت اظہار تیرا تو اول نہیں ابتدا تیری یا رب تو آخر نہیں انتہا کار تیرا تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو اول تو آخر تو ظاہر تو باطن تو ہی ہے تو ہی آ کے آثار تیرا اللہ 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 نظر کو اٹھا کر جیدر دیکھتا ہوں تجھے دیکھتا ہوں نہ اغیار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطوار تیرا الہی میں ہوں بس خطوار تیرا مجھے بخش یہ نام غفار تیرا عفو کس سے چاہے گنہگار تیرا کہوں کس سے چورے گرفتار تیرا الہی تب چور سرکار تیری کہاں جاؤ اب بندہ لاچار تیرا اللہ 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 تمنا اس بات کی مجھ کو ہر دم کہ دل سے زباں پر ہو اذکار تیرا تیرا نام شیریں سے ہے تکرار تیرا ہر ایک بات سے خوش ہے تکرار تیرا تو میرا میں تیرا میں تیرا تو میرا تو میرا میں تیرا میں تیرا تو میرا تیرا فضل میرا میرا کار تیرا نہیں ہے تو ہی میں تو ہی ہے نہیں میں نہیں ہے تو ہی میں تو ہی ہے نہیں میں تو ہے نور میرا میں آثار تیرا اللہ 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 الہی قبول ہو مناجات میری الہی قبول ہو مناجات میری کرد کرنا ہرگز نہیں کار تیرا نبی کریم صحابہ سبن درود و سلام ہو ہے دربار تیرا میرے پیر استاد و ماں باپ پر بھی میرے پیر استاد و ماں باپ پر بھی الہی رہے رحم بسیار تیرا اللہ 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 اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful munajat of Sayyid al-Ta'ifa, that is the Shaykh of all great, great Mashayikh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayh, was the leader of all our Mashayikh, and who was a manifestation of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah. And when a person reaches that level, then one enjoyment that person gets talking to Allah ta'ala, middle of the night. And this is one of his munajat, at middle of the night, you're crying and you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for more closeness. And that is why Allah has sent us here, not just to pass our life. Allah has sent us here for a very, very great purpose, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. And the sign of the ma'rifat is that you become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh. What a high position he had with regard to the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet one night he spends whole night in front of Kaaba Sharif and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, E Khuda, E Banda, Ra Ruswa Makun. And this is the sign of ma'rifat, that the more you get closer to Allah, the more you realize I'm absolutely nothing. I'm not worth being accepted, but oh Allah, don't disgrace me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. So your Hazrat is saying so beautifully, Ilahi, ye alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqsh kudrat namudar tera. We look at the world, we look at the skies, everything. Sometimes people who don't have iman, they'll say a breathtaking sight. And people of us will do it. Subhanallah comes out from our mouth. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful sunrise. What a beautiful sunset. Hazrat says, Oh Ilah, Oh my deity, Oh my Allah, who there is nobody for me besides you. This world is just like a small manifestation of your beautiful garden. How you have made this beautiful world of yours. Ajab naqsha kudrat namudar tera. It's a manifestation of your astonishing working and your great power and your kudrat. That nothing is happening in the world, but only with your power, only with your permission, only with your permission things are happening in the world. Not even a leaf can fall. وَمَا تَسْكُتُ مِنْ وَرَكَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Not even a leaf can fall from a tree, but Allah Ta'ala is fully aware, and without the permission of Allah, it can never fall. So Hazrat further explained, Jaha lutfe gul hai, wahi khar hai, te khar hai gham hai, hai gul khar mein, aur gul mein hai khar tera. How beautifully Hazrat explained, and look how, what is marifat of Allah. We will look at a rose, and we just look at it as a rose. Hazrat says so beautifully, O Allah, that on the one hand, our life is such, that sometimes you think you are in enjoyment, like you in a rose garden, but we forgot that together with that rose, just under that, there is a thorn also. So don't think life is just that we in this world, amlil insani mata manna. Many people think I must just have enjoyment of life. That is for akhirat. Ya Allah has sent us here with ups and downs. Allah has put test in this world, that conditions will come. Remember, these thorns are going to come, and how to pass through it. How beautifully Hazrat has said, that in that rose there is a thorn also, and under that thorn there is a rose also. So you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all conditions. We shouldn't get caught up with the conditions. Today, unfortunately, we get caught up with the conditions, and then we're blaming the conditions, and we're blaming everybody else, besides who is in control of the conditions. Whatever is happening, whether it's a war in Palestine, or our own condition, it's only by Allah Rabbul Izzat's command, only by Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. So Hazrat is teaching us that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains this beautiful munajat, just few couplets will explain. That Hazrat explains that look at your own life. Khushi mein gham rakhi hai, aur gham mein khushi. Ajab teri qudrat, ajab kar tera. That how Allah ta'ala has made life. That sometimes you in a state of enjoyment, it's a nice great gathering, and all of a sudden there's a news of grief. So this conditions Allah has made. But when we don't understand the workings of Allah, people will pass terrible comments. That it's just the time now for this person to pass away, when now it's a wedding. And not only a wedding, that you, in the disobedience of Allah, and you object to the workings of Allah Ta'ala. When we don't know the system of Allah, then we got objections. When we know the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Radha Bil Qaza. Ya Allah, what you have decreed is only good for me, whether I understand it or I don't understand it. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat further explains, Ye naksha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai, hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera. That this beautiful picture of this one world that we are seeing, this is a small world. And all the other elements, Hazrat explains, this is just a brief and just an iota of the manifestation of your focus, of your nur, and how you control all the universes, O Allah. It is just behind 100,000 veils that your nur and your manifestation is there. Whatever is happening, it's only by your command. It is only by your will, O Allah. You are that great khallaqi azim, that mighty creator, that Allah Ta'ala knows that end that is under the depth of the rock. Allah Ta'ala knows what is in the deep oceans, those small, small insects. Allah knows of everything. So everything is just the clear manifestation and the beautiful picture. And why we have come here, for our Shaykh to open the eyes of our heart. When your eyes of your heart open, then you realize whatever happening is only by the will of Allah. It's not me, it's nobody can do anything. Nobody can stop anything from happening in the world. It is only by Allah's command. What we have to become, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Hazrat says here so beautifully. Ye kotahi apni nazar ki hai ya Rab, tene noor ko samjha afyar tera. That, oh Allah, this is the short-sightedness of my gaze. That I am looking at the outward picture and I'm thinking somebody else is this government is in charge. And that government is doing this and they are doing that. And they got power. But as little as I realize, it's nothing besides you. It's only you that is doing it. Oh Allah, what you do is full of wisdom. It's full of goodness. It's full of blessings. But only if we realize the greatness of Allah, then anything in your life, whether it's good or bad, if you feel there's good things, you'll be making shukr to Allah. If you feel conditions are difficult, you'll be turning to Allah Ta'ala. And you'll be begging and making sabr. Be firm on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then beautifully Hazrat says, Nahi wo jaga, aur nahi wo maka, ke jis jaha, nahi zikr aur azkar tera. Said, oh Allah, there is no place in the world that wherever, any nook and corner, if insan is ghafil, unmindful, but the rest of the creation of Allah is engaged in the zikr of Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِي وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Everything is engaged in the zikr of Allah. We might not understand it. And we that supposed to be the real slaves of Allah, myself first, how unmindful are we of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains, all this is to become what? Why did Allah send us here? To gain this marifat and gain this closeness, that you become such, tu mera, me tera, tu mera, tera fazal mera, mera kar tera. That, oh Allah, you are mine and make me yours. And this is why Allah has sent us here, to learn from the friends of Allah how to become Allah's. That in such a way that Allah, it is only your fazal, it is only your kindness upon me, and that you allow me to do your work. And that is why Allah has sent us here, to do the work of Allah. And then we have to just be obedient slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows exactly what conditions are prevailing in the world, and Allah ta'ala knows how to change conditions. So we have to understand and realize that Father Hazrat says, koi kuch to, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai, main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. Different people in the world, they are begging for different things. And sadly, if we don't have the marifat of Allah, as our Hazrat teaches us, we are crying for a better business, a better car, a better house. People are asking many different things from you, O Allah. If I want something, I only want you. I'm only desirous of you. And if you got the king, you got the kings of kings, you got everything in your life. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. Then Hazrat further explains so beautifully that, O Allah, it is only my weakness. I am the biggest, most disobedient slave of yours, O Allah. And all I am asking you, O Allah, please forgive me. Who can I turn to? There is nobody for me besides you, O Allah. And this is the solution to all our problems. We see conditions in the world, we have to realize it's my problem. I am the disobedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat asked Allah, begging me, oh Allah, please accept this plea of mine. Oh Allah, please accept this plea of mine. And never ever reject me, oh Allah. I am not worth being accepted, but please accept me through the barakat of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the true servants and the pious servants, and through the barakat of Haji Hamdadullah sahab and all our mashayikh and our sheikh, we ask Allah ta'ala also to accept us and not reject us. Allah give us tawfiq.